All right, Linford, great to hook up with you again. And this is a special occasion coming up this Memorial Day weekend for a couple of days. You did something along these lines last year, called it a barn racing, some music. This seems like it's way expanded.
Yeah, well, we are into the second act of Over the Rhine, I guess. We've put in our 25 years on the road and making records, and now we're thinking about the next 25 years. And our big idea was to try to restore a 140-year-old barn into our own performing arts venue out in the middle of nowhere and see if people might start coming to us. So last Memorial Day weekend, we hosted a couple of barn-raising concerts with Over the Rhine and our extended musical family. And this year, we are going to try to take it a step further and host our first barn-raising festival.
By festival, it really is a festival.
Yeah, we are putting up a big tent, and we are inviting some of our musician friends, some of our visual artist friends, and a few writers to come out and see if we can put together a weekend of inspiration. I think we're just basically choosing people that have inspired us and trying to share those people and hoping other people can be inspired too.
Do some name dropping. Who are some?
Well, our first call went to a great artist living here in Cincinnati that's probably influenced us more than any other single creative human being, and that is Michael Wilson. We've seen Michael do this talk where he shows 140 photographs that made him want to be a photographer. And it's incredibly moving and beautiful. So we asked Michael to do that. And also, we're thinking about having him do a little photo ramble around the little town of Wilmington. And people can follow along and sort of watch him work and bring their own cameras and make some pictures. The first musician we asked was Joe Henry, the producer we've worked with on the last couple of records. And he's going to come with his band and offer some music. And he as well is going to talk in the barn about his path as a songwriter and how he got into producing. I'll mention one visual artist that's coming, our friend Barry Moser, one of the premier wood engravers in the world, who's won a National Book Award for illustrating Moby Dick. He's a real lightweight. He was the only 20th century artist to profusely illustrate the King James Version of the Bible. He's got his work in the Met and the Vatican and great museums all over the world. He just released a memoir, beautiful memoir. He calls himself a recovering racist. He grew up in Chattanooga and has incredible stories. And Barry's going to come in and show some of his work and speak.
Where did you two first hook up, get together?
Barry?
Yeah.
We met Barry in Santa Fe. So Karen and I have been heading out there every August for about the last 10 years to lead songwriting workshops. Yeah. And there's other writers and visual artists that lead workshops on that same college campus in Santa Fe. We've met a lot of interesting folks.
And we might as well backtrack just a step, going back way, way back. Your relationship with Michael Wilson, how did that begin?
We were introduced through a mutual friend, our friend Owen Brock, Owen and Sandy Brock. And I think I met Michael in 1988. He just showed us a different way of seeing. A lot of his photographs felt like little condensed songs to me. And Michael was the first person to ever play me a Tom Waits album. He introduced us to so much great music. Michael is a music lover. His father was the first person to ever play Willie Nelson's Angel Flew Too Close to the Ground. And his dad told me that Michael, when he was a young boy, would sit in front of the record player and play records and actually tear up. Mm-hmm. As a young boy listening to records, he loves music. It's hard to explain, but he's been an incredibly important influence and a long, faithful friend to Karen and I through this sort of unpredictable ride.
Now, you folks have been out in Highland County for quite some time. Where exactly will this festival take place?
So this barn property is another little farm that we found about 15 minutes up the road, and it's actually in Clinton County. About 15 minutes from Nowhere Farm, we call this new place Nowhere Else. And we're going to try to make the two farms sort of work in harmony with each other. And Karen says, we dream so big it won't fit in one county.
I think I saw that before. I love that. I love that. Had it ever got to the point, especially when you're branching out and doing these new things, where you look at your business partner and say, what have we gotten ourselves into?
Oh, my goodness. Not quite on a daily basis, but pretty close. Yeah, we were just reflecting on the fact that we still are, I guess, willing to embrace firsts, you know, and put ourselves in the role of beginner. And that will be equal parts exhilarating and terrifying. But yeah, we've never done any kind of commercial building project. So this has been a big learning experience to try to get this barn built. We're incredibly grateful to the generosity of our fans for helping us. But it's been an education. Yeah, we kind of figured the touring thing out. We know how to make records, but we really wanted to think about the next chapter and how to make this sustainable.
What can folks expect once they get out there? You mentioned some of the artists, but obviously 2 days. Are there sleeping, not quarters, but areas to camp out?
Well, we're not doing camping on our property yet, maybe someday, but there are 3 or 4 state parks very close by. Cowan Lake's right up the road. Rocky Fork Lake is about 20, 25 minutes away. Stone Lick State Park is close by. There's lots of options if people want to camp. And actually, about 30 miles east of us, it's pretty convincing Appalachian country as far as hiking and so forth. There's Amish country not too far away, and antiquing, and quite a bit to do if you're into small town America and Ohio back roads. And of course, there's a smattering of hotels not too far away. Some people just stay right downtown in Cincinnati and then drive out for the festival.
The festival is the Memorial Day weekend, May 28th and 29th. What are the hours running?
Gates are going to open at 9 in the morning, believe it or not, and music will run until about 10 or 11 at night. Music will probably start early to mid-afternoon. In the morning will be smaller sort of workshops and people offering their work, different artists and so forth. So the mornings will be pretty low-key, and then the music will kick in the big tent, and everybody will sort of gather together at that point and hang out.
Do you envision at all some folks bringing acoustic guitars and wandering off and playing their own music for small groups?
That's an interesting question. I'm sure it will happen somewhat organically. It's kind of a blank canvas. We're going to start fairly simple and let this thing grow. We're going to get some food trucks out there. And it's a beautiful, wide open location, big skies, big moonrises. And it feels very nourishing to Karen and I. And I think other people feel that pretty quickly. It's exciting.
And it's right around the corner, Memorial Day weekend, the 28th and 29th in Clinton County. Details are at your website, and we'll provide that at wvxu.org.
Fantastic.
Linford, always a pleasure. The best of luck to you on this next adventure.
Thank you so much, Brian.
Linford Detweiler is who we've been talking to here on WVXU's Around Cincinnati. I'm Brian O'Donnell.
As sure as the snow is gone.